Mobile.
CVA, KF4NXY.
NXY, KB4CBA, and what are you doing with your bad self?
Eating a Frosty from Wendy's.
The last part you could have just left out. Oh, man. I think it's been about 30 years since I had a Frosty, maybe longer. But anyway, I'm glad you're having one. Have a bite for me.
I'll do that. Well, you've been playing tennis?
It's my second time today, and just leaving the sports club, just pulled out on the Congaree Road.
Might be pretty good weather to do it today.
Nice. It was nice this morning. It was nice tonight. And so, yeah, I can get used to this. And they say it's going to be cooler next week.
Outside early this morning before sun up. I had to come back in and get me a jacket.
A jacket, yeah. Well, you know, when I get up in the morning, I put on a jacket. It's like a light sweater type thing, but I'm always cold in the morning, so even in the summer. So, but, you know, as soon as I get up, move around a little bit, I'll take it off and that sort of thing. But anyway, but That probably started about the time I turned 50.
Yeah, when me and my brothers were kids, we'd run around summertime with no shirt on at all most of the time.
I can remember I couldn't wait to go barefooted. My grandmother wouldn't let us go barefooted until June 1st. And that was the rule, so. But I tell you, once June 1st got here, buddy, we didn't wear any shoes for the rest of the summer.
My yard had pine cones in it from the pine trees and that kind of stuff. Wasn't real interesting going around barefoot.
Today, a thorn tree, of all things, in the backyard. I can't tell you how many times I mean, they were big old thorns too, buddy. I can't tell you the number of times I stepped on one of those, had to pull it out of my foot.
Not any fun, you know. It seemed like we always had some old tennis shoes or something I could slide on and go outside for a while and do what we wanted to do.
It's wicked. Woo! I'm using my A-pillar on my, I got my sunglasses on, I'm using the A-pillar on the car on the Forerunner to block the sun. I'm just changing my position in the seat as the sun comes around, or as I'm coming around, the sun's not coming, it's not going anywhere. But anyway, I remember my daughter, our youngest daughter, our oldest daughter, I'm sorry. She got all excited one day. We were coming back from the beach and walking back to the beach house, and she just started running ahead of us. There was a sandy path to follow, but you had to go around to the left because there was a big old cactus area. And, I mean, it was full of cactus. And she ran straight into it. And guess who had to go in and get her?
And the both of you were in bad shape.
Man, right in the middle. And she was standing literally almost in the middle of that thing. And she stopped, started crying and everything. And so I ran in there and got her and picked her up and carried her out. And we both pulled thorns, and I don't know what they're called, cacti, whatever, out of our feet for the longest time. I mean, they were stuck in the side and bottom and everywhere.
Well, me for Memorial Day. Y'all ain't gonna forget that one.
What have you been doing today? You been on the radio any?
Not the HF. I've been on this one some. Early this morning, there's some guys coming in to work about 5 o'clock in the morning to a little after 6. I talked to them a little bit. And I don't know. I heard people talking about, the sun had some kind of mass ejection or something. And I wasn't really hearing much of anything on HF, so I haven't even turned it on today.
I'm still working on the radios. I have four sides, so I've got one side done, and I've got to get the other three. I'm going to do the opposite side of, next, and then see what the difference that makes, and then I'm sure I'll be running, all different directions, because, that way you get better coverage, and, you transmit, better too that way. So anyway, right now I'm supposed to be able to tune 80, and I can't even tune 80 meters with my external antenna tuner.
Yeah, 80 meter and 10 meter kind of combination. I've had it for a while, just haven't put it on the push-up pole and got it up in the air and hooked it up. I need to do that and see how much tuning it's going to take, but hopefully I'll do a lot better on 80 than I have been. People hardly ever can hear me, so anyway, I need to do some stuff myself with antennas.
I cut my trees down, so I had to, do away with my Carolina Windham, and I hated to lose it, but the three I had cut down were sweet gum trees, and they were just, those balls were all over the deck and all around the deck, and that part of the yard is a slope, and golly dang. We'd have somebody clean all of those little balls up in a week. You couldn't even tell they were there.
Well, Dave, I'm going to have to cut it short and go do some other things I need to do before the sun go down. You have a safe trip out there. It was a good talk to you. Yeah, I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY will be clear on your final.
Save yourself and take care and enjoy that Frosty if you haven't finished it off already. And we will talk to you later. Enjoy the Keysight 73s, KB4s.
Not doing too good.
Sorry to hear that. I guess I was 4 when one of mine passed away, my dad's dad, and then I was 12 when the other one passed away. So it's been a few years ago because I'm 70 now.
One passed away when I was 12. And the other one's
going to
pass away when I'm 50.
It's hard to let go, even when you know it's coming. I mean, for me, actually, I didn't know either one of them was coming. Of course, I was only 4 years old when my dad's my dad's dad, my grandfather, passed away. And but the sad thing for my dad was his dad passed away in February of 59, and then his wife, my mom, passed away in November of the same year.
Dave, I think you've told me that before, though. But we just never know when it's our turn. That's why you better be prepared at all times.
Got that right, the good Lord's in control of all of that, and I just thank Him for every day, every new day, and at the end of the day, I thank Him, you know, for everything He did for me that day. I tell you, is your grandfather, is he local?
He lives, I don't know, as the crow flies, maybe a mile and a half from me. But I'm standing on his property right now, talking back to my crossband repeater and then up to the mountain.
So is that, this thing has crossband, but I've never used this. ICOM 2730, but what are you using?
My Kenwood 710 is my base over at the house, and right now I'm talking to you on a little Yaesu 5-watt HT.
That's neat. Yeah, if I put this unit, I'd probably want to put it in the house like you've got and set it up for that, and I could sit there and watch TV and talk on the HT and not even have to get up and go to the radio room.
I do that quite a bit. So I enjoy my crossband repeat. I get some good use out of it.
Dunno. I'm going to have to run. I'm sitting here in the driveway and I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to have to jump out of here, but I know what you're doing for your grandfather. I know he really appreciates that, and I'm sure the family does too, and everybody that's affected, I know they appreciate it, so you're a good man. And I'll say 73, and I'll stick around for your final, KB4CBA.
I hear you, and take care of yourself, and haven't talked to you in a while, so it's real good to hear you on the air. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.